her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it.
Not gonna lie, I'm a little winded. She's too excited.
Out of shape.
Had to run. Slow going out there.
In what?
The traffic.
It's raining.
That's why it's slow going.
How'd you do with that?
I did fine, but obviously, again, I ran in here at 7:01 and 15 seconds, so I guess you could argue I've been better. Oh, wait, I have something in my shirt. Chapstick. I didn't have any pockets. I didn't have any pockets.
That would
in my
be YouTube.com.
/ESPN Milwaukee.
Chapstick. So I'm in the car, and I'm looking. I'm going, that's going to be tight. And then I start shoving things into my sports bra, right? Like my keys, my chapstick.
Your keys?
Yeah, well, because I don't have pockets.
Okay, you don't actually have any actual keys on there, though.
Well, it's the boop.
Yeah.
And then the...
Yeah, but I was thinking if you had, like, an actual, like, metal key on there...
Oh, it could be dangerous.
I don't know if you'd want to put that in the sports
bra. And just big on the license in the bra.
Me too. At the airport. Go-to. Mm-hmm. My go-to spot. I'm sure the TSA agent doesn't appreciate that as I whip it out of my bra. But, yeah, because you got to present it, and you sometimes have to present it again, so you got to have it accessible. So I keep it in the bra. What else does she keep in a bra?
That's about it. It's usually just maybe some cash if she's running or something like that.
Yeah. It's very handy.
Wait, what do you need cash if you're running for? Just go for a run. You know,
you never know. You go by a coffee shop.
Fire station.
You bring a credit card. I told her, you're on your own. She still does it.
Do I have to be the one to say it?
Yep. I wasn't going to.
She keeps her boobs in her bra.
Yes. She does.
Not if he's lucky.
She's trying to be mature today, Josh.
Not if he's lucky, she doesn't.
I mean, guys,
I'm not big on the no bra.
I'm not big on the no bra
I'm
either.
I'm not big on you having this conversation.
No, because I think it's a thing now.
Is it?
I think it is.
Huh.
It is in Nashville.
Really?
Yes.
No bra.
Yeah. And you shouldn't wear a... Well, I don't want to say shouldn't, but...
This is America.
A white shirt is going to reveal a lot more.
Maybe
than,
that's the point.
I was about to say, that could possibly be the point.
Oh, it's clearly a look at me.
Clearly.
Clearly. Now, I'm against a look at me.
Well, you've seen these Seinfeld episodes with Sue Ellen Mischke.
Yeah.
You're
my
familiar.
My guess is you're pro this look at me.
Well, you were just over in Europe.
I don't know.
That's large over there. I mean.
I didn't notice. Also, it was cold. I was in the mountains.
The girls
know,
look.
A lot of people.
The girls look.
At people,
do girls look at other girls if they're not wearing a bra? Because I ain't looking at a bulge. I can tell you that right now.
I think it's different, isn't it different?
He's asking you if it's different.
I if a woman was not wearing a bra,
would you notice it?
Yes.
Would Dario notice before you?
Yes.
All right. So I'm not alone.
Yeah. Interesting.
How do we get here?
I kept my chapstick in my sports bra.
There we go. And the fact that, see, you should know better.
Yeah, he should.
When you say, I don't want to go there, what do you think I'm going to do?
I mean, we were talking about keeping things in the bra, and not a single person mentioned a boob.
Yeah, because you should know better that would completely derail everything. And guess what it did, Josh?
I didn't think we'd go into not wearing bras together and what you think about them.
That's, again, you decided you wanted to take that risk.
So where are
I
you,
decided not to take that risk.
Where are you putting your license or cash if you're wearing shorts with no pockets and you may need them? You know where I put it? In my sock.
That's
Ooh,
a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. I also know guys who throw it under the cap.
Under the hat?
Okay.
Under the cap. In the either right here along the side, or up top. Stocking cap, it's up top. I've done that before when I go for runs.
Sure.
Something up just in the cap. But not a lot of other places. Some of the shorts now, Chew, have that little pocket.
In the front. Yeah, I got that.
By the drawstring where you can put a little key or air pod case. I always want to say air bud, and that's Not that.
The seventh inning fetch.
It's the movie. Exactly.
I mean, hey, the fanny pack is a real good idea if it didn't look so fanny packy.
Well, but you showed up to the ballpark the other day with your satchel.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's more not to forget anything because.
Well, you got a lot of
stuff.
I had
my phone, I had my keys, I needed my glasses. Had my iPad. That's too much. That's overload.
Yeah.
So that's when I go to the satchel.
When Chewie has more than three things, he's gotta have something.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of going to the airport with my wife, and every time there is a phone left behind at TS, do you have everything? You leave one thing behind, and then you are scarred for life.
Oh, so you don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore.
No.
If there's an incident, she assumes it's you.
Yes, 1,000%.
How many times has it happened where you've left something behind?
Like a couple times.
So, last week.
You know what the nicest one was, though?
30 seconds ago.
I was flying out to the East Coast, and I don't know why. I just left my phone on the seat.
And on the plane?
No. In the terminal. And I got halfway there. And I'm like, oh boy. So I guess on Southwest, you can still check, find your iPhone.
Yeah.
And it was sitting on the seat.
Wait, you're on the plane?
Yeah. I mean, it happens. It's like she actually gets I'm the only one this happens to. It happens.
Wait, but the thing
is. But the nice people hit the picture on the front, and it was me and Ange.
Uh-huh. And they recognized
What do you think they did? They hit the code.
Yeah.
What do you think they plugged in?
8989.
Entrance. So then they found Angie's phone and texted, said, this is Southwest gate agent. We have your husband's phone. We will keep it until you return.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
Not a problem,
that's
right?
That's great.
What's the big deal?
And you feel great.
Yes.
Because you hate your phone.
Yes.
Now you don't have to have it for your trip to
exactly.
And you come back, you're going to be able to pick it up.
Exactly. But still hear about it to this day.
Well, and I want to ask this question, but I also don't want to incriminate you in the future. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I didn't. No. Sometimes you just forget. Help me out here, guys.
I feel like, okay, but like nobody hates their phone more than you. Nobody I know has had more phone incidents than you.
Yes.
So maybe subconsciously you're trying to leave it behind.
This isn't even the most important part, Chew. The most important part is you left your phone, which is supposed to be a secure device.
Yes.
And somebody at the Southwest gate picked it up. Saw your face,
yep.
Plugged in the code because you're the most predictable human being on the planet.
Yes.
And then had access to all of the things. You're not worried about that?
Once again, Jen, what is in my phone that I really don't...
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have access to Amazon on your phone?
Yes.
Amazon has your banking/billing credit card information.
That's good to know. See, I thought the worst thing was, you know what I thought the worst thing was? So they have Brett's number. He can change his number. What's the big deal?
Also,
right?
I just want to, don't answer this, okay? Did you hear what I said? Do not answer this.
See, that's going to be hard. That is going to be very difficult.
Has your wife ever sent you a fun, you know, flirty picture?
No.
I said but not to answer it, but here we are.
Not on my phone, but she has them on her phone, and it's always in Mexico because they have the outdoor shower, and she always, of the back, not the front, but then she didn't put it in her...
like secret folder or whatever?
Secret folder, and she was showing pictures. She's like, oh, just scroll through them, and they're like, oh, this is a nice one. I'm like, what? Not that I cared. I'm like... Come on, what are we doing?
Do you does the folder on your phone say secret folder too? So that
I have no secret folder.
Because you wouldn't know how to access it.
Yes. Yes.
Or you'd need another code. It'd just be 8989.
Like if there
again.
Is a female's name in here, there has to be a description of the name, what she does. So I just had, we're having outdoor lightings put in Florida, and the girl, very lovely girl, name's Kylie. So I have to put Kylie. Exterior lighting, Florida, you know. Who the hell is this?
And in my under my name, does it just say does it just say mean?
Jen Latta, co-host.
Mean. Gabe, how long would it take people to guess your code on your phone?
Oh, there's not a chance.
100%, same with me.
It's got to be golf related.
No, it's not. Like,
there's no chance you could sit there for hours and try to guess the code on my phone. Couldn't do it. It's just not public enough. It's not even like my husband sometimes is like, what's your code again? You know, like mm-hmm.
Do you give it to him?
Well, yeah, because
okay.
What's he gonna do? You know. But the point is like you're the
folder.
Only person I know who like basically has 1111 as the password to their phone.
Well, I think passwords are stupid. Yeah, well, okay. They're not stupid, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
How are you expected to know the password of every?
Well, that's why your phone saves all the passwords for you.
Which is also another security.
Yeah,
breach.
But I have to do it with my face.
What if they mm-hmm. know the code? You can't know the code to get into it?
I don't know the code.
No. Sometimes to access things on your phone that require Face ID,
yes.
If you fail Face ID two or three times, bloop, it pops up with the code thing, the pin pad.
Yeah.
And you just have to put the pin pad to the phone in to access it. You don't have that?
No, because it gives you the code and you can change it if you want, but I don't. I just hit the face thing. So I don't know what the code is.
We should probably troubleshoot that during the break, gang.
Nope.
We should probably troubleshoot that for him during the break.
The less he knows about his phone, the more secure it is.
I agree.
From him?
Yes.
No, from anyone in general.
Joshy, do you think if we gave you Chu's phone during the break, you could access all his passwords by the time we got back in the second segment?
Well, yes. I'm also a little loaded because I have set many of his passwords for him.
That is true. No, it is
that's
true.
That's unfair.
How do you get through the day?
I have no
He's got a guy for everything.
I just texted him last week from Florida. I'm like, what's going on here? What do I do?
I've got literally a note that's password protective of Chewy's, the passwords I've helped him set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joshy, I appreciate your honesty, if I'm being honest, because you could have been like... Yeah, and then just taking it and accessed your...
I've got a great life.
Yeah, I mean, you really do. You got a guy for everything.
I don't really worry a lot. Things just work out. Me too. They just work out.
Leave your phone on a seat. Somebody just picks it up, gives it to the gate agent.
I don't know. In about 24 hours, all of your assets will be in a Swiss bank account of someone else's name. And you're going to be like, how did that happen? Can't imagine. You're the breach. All right. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. A lot of stuff to get to this morning. We do have Adam Schefter. There were some new rules established yesterday in the NFL. We'll ask Adam what led to that and why they are tabling the tush push. The tush push has been tabled. That's their phrase. Who yesterday said we need a new term for tabled? Was that you, Chew? That sounds like Chewism.
No, I didn't know what it meant.
I think that was Tausch, if I remember correct.
Was
because
it?
It's unclear. You must have been listening to Wildy and Tausch.
I thought Ashy said it yesterday.
Brian D. said it in a meeting off
there the air. It is.
There
Brian D. said it yesterday. He's 1,000,000% right. When you say something is tabled, it means it's on pause.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that connection either, but I don't need to get into words. We struggled with words on this very program yesterday. Adam Schefter coming up in the next 15 minutes here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I want to tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because we've reached it. That's right. Draft happening later this month. There's a lot of buzz surrounding that draft, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick right now, because you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. That's what I love about Pella. High quality product, great people, and again, they're going to stick with you. They're going to make sure that you are satisfied at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today just by going to PellaWI.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a... No, she got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
As expected, there were some new rules, approved proposals, if you will, yesterday down in Florida. We will talk a little bit about the tabling of the tush push, but it feels like we have talked a lot about the tush push in the last few months, as the Packers were the team that initiated the banning of the tush push. Apparently they didn't have the votes. Is that what you heard, Gabe?
Yeah, it looked like they had 16 to 32. They needed 24, so it got tabled. Seems like Goodell's in favor of it. My guess is eventually this thing gets done.
But at least for now.
Correct.
Do you think that we enter the 2025 season with the tush push still a thing, or you think it will be resolved banned before then?
I think it'll be resolved before then.
Oh, really?
Well, if Goodell's coming out and saying he's basically in favor of it, and, oh, well, there's potential for injury, even though there's nothing to back that. But if Goodell's coming out and publicly saying it, my guess is eventually they'll get around to figuring
it
out.
I can see the injury problem because typically on a play like that, low man wins. And if you have a D lineman that's trying to submarine the guards in the center, it puts their head / neck in a vulnerable position. So you can kind of see it. If he's submarining and that center doesn't get lower to him and hits him in the back of the neck.
I mean, that happens.
I could
in
see
the
a problem there. Yeah, I could definitely see a problem there.
I forget who they had. They had him lined up like diagonally. Chris Jones. And they tried to like beat it, and he ended up having a neck issue. And like,
I can see that.
One thing, pretty peculiar how Roger Goodell agrees exactly with the proposal from Mark Murphy. I wonder if those two had any conversations beforehand about that proposal. So, and then number two is, we don't have data on injuries, but we do know repeated blows to the head, which is what happens. In that play specifically, does lead to further injury. So while it might not be leading to players missing time there, it is certainly more dangerous than your average play.
Does Goodell have the power to just say, no, I'm banning it?
No.
He doesn't.
I don't think so. I think it has to be approved by the owners. Oh, you're saying there's a gray area here?
I bet he could do it.
So do we know the teams that were for it or against it?
I do not.
Huh. I did hear some coaches that were for and against. That sort of was trickling out. But again, it's the owners who are voting for it. So let's talk about some of the other things that were approved yesterday. And there are a number of them. It's crazy how a few have really gotten some shine, have gotten the headlines. Approved a proposal from the Eagles to give each team a guaranteed possession in overtime during the regular season. Chu, you like that one?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously it extends the game, which I don't think is great from a player standpoint, but from a fairness, I think that trumps the length of the game because I think it makes it a little more fair.
Overtime is still going to be just 10 minutes. Gabe, you were saying yesterday that there is still no guarantee that...
If you got a 10-minute possession, kick a game-winning field goal and the other team doesn't get it.
Yeah, I guess.
Time expired. You don't get the ball.
Endorse the competition committee's request to add additional specifics on prohibitive actions. Chewy, throat slash... firing, brandishing a gun, or displaying the nose wipe gesture.
What's wrong with the nose wipe?
I don't know, but
it's associated with
substance abuse.
Well, yes, and the people who have propagated it have found themselves in hot water. So it's basically because kids started doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
Like, what, do you ban it? Do you ban it, or the fact that kids were doing it?
No, you ban it.
Okay. All right.
Do you agree?
Whatever.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I'm not super concerned about.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Approved a proposal from the Steelers to have one video or phone call with no more than 5 prospective free agents during the negotiation period. Previously, they could only talk to agents, too. I like that one. I actually like that one. Like, if you're doing all of your communication with a prospective free agent via the agent, and the first time you actually talk to the player that you're going to spend all this money on, that you're investing the offseason in, is after you get them?
That's what was happening,
so
Jen.
Much tampering.
I'm sure every team was just exactly following this one to the letter of the law.
But what I'm saying is that's the ridiculousness of the law. Is we're going to spend all this money on this free agent, potentially, but we can only, according to the rules, again, wink, 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 we can only talk to the agent during the process? Give me a break.
I told a story before. When I was going to be a free agent after my fourth year, Tony Dungy, who was in Tampa Bay at the time, came up to me the time they came up, played here. It was probably October, November. Beelined right over to me. I was out there. I was like, hey, we'd love to have you on our team next year. Yeah, that's not tampering. And then Denny Green, who I saw in the off, not in the off season, I saw him at a charitable function. He's like, he was good. He's just like, hey, we'd love to have you, but there's no way they're letting you go. I'm like, no, they don't like me. I want to go to Minnesota, you know. Just trying. So that is ridiculous. There's so much tampering that goes on. That
no, they don't like
it
me.
It just is what it is.
Meanwhile, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were ordered by your coach to accept the deal that was in front of you.
That is true in Hawaii, yes. But he paid for the round, so so I had to resign.
Is that how you understand quid pro quo?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay. Approved proposals by the committee to allow two players to be designated to return from injured reserve if they are placed on IR when rosters are reduced to 53, granting playoff teams two more return from IR spots in the postseason. Okay.
Cool.
And they approved the use of Sony's Hawkeye technology to measure first downs in 2025. We talked at length about that when that was proposed. As technology continues to evolve, it does seem like your sports should be, aligning with technology. You're watching international soccer games using that sort of technology that can identify offsides. You're watching tennis internationally identify in seconds whether a ball is in or out of the field of play. This makes sense to be able to use this for the first downs at the very least.
Yeah, not shocking because they were playing around with it during training camp and exhibition games last year.
I was thinking about this, though.
It was used this weekend.
When it comes...
UFL.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to replay, I was just... Do you think the coach should have one of the challenges should be able to be used for a subjective call?
No.
Why?
Because
like a bad pass interference call, a bad holding call where they can look at it. I know it's going to slow down the game, but just one and have them review it and say, that's not holding.
Because if it's a subjective call, like you could easily still go to replay and have it be upheld, or it's
you can't challenge pass interference, though.
You used to be able to, and they never overturned it. They just pretty much like the officials
right,
just pretty much decided
that.
Like, oh, we're gonna stick basically with the calls that happen on the field. Like the one time I can remember it happening was like the subtlest thing for the Packers when it was an offensive pass interference call.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I can think of that got overturned.
Okay.
Everything else they're like, no, we're done with this. We don't want to deal with this. If you challenge pass interference, we're basically just going to uphold it.
You unintentionally start to undermine your credibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, it can determine very easily the outcome of a game.
It's unfortunately a part of the game, but I don't want to start just litigating every subjective call.
Remember the hit to Rodgers' head playoff game Arizona?
Yeah.
Where it was clearly a flag.
Yeah, should have been a face mask.
And did he throw a pick?
No, he fumbled.
He fumbled,
they scooped and scored.
That's in the game. Where it should have been. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, but then the Packers went to one that with the Hail Mary he threw against Detroit. Because that wasn't an actual face mask that extended that game before he bombed it down the field.
Okay.
We got to take a break. We got to get to Adam Schefter. We'll ask Adam about some of the conversations that went into this and maybe give a little more insight as to why they are tabling the tush push conversations. That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We really appreciate our time with Adam Schefter each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Palm Beach.
That's what we figured. We saw you on television yesterday. Just weren't sure if you were still hanging out down there at the Breakers.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not in the Breakers. The owner gets to stay in the Breakers. There's no room for the media in the Breakers, Jim. I'm an overflow hotel nearby.
They take over all the rooms? There's only 32 of them.
Are you kidding? 32 teams and the owners bring their family and the GMs bring their family and the coach brings his family and every team needs a lot of room. So that leaves no room for me.
Adam, we were just talking about some of the rules or the proposals that were approved yesterday. What is the one that you find most interesting?
Well, the tush push obviously is going to generate a lot of conversation. And I think there are a lot of interesting things. You have teams that are now allowed to do Zoom calls during free agency. Interesting. We had the new sky cameras that are going to be measuring the ball as opposed to the chain gang. That's interesting. We have the playoff overtime now extended to the regular season. That's interesting. But the tush push, I would not have thought that it would have been this far along, but clearly there's support in the league to get it out. And it certainly sounds like the commissioner wants it out. And if the commissioner wants it out and there's building support for it, and they had 16 votes yesterday, they're just working their way to get to 24 votes in May.
Can they do that before the start of the season, Adam, or does that have to wait till next year's owners meeting?
No, they're meeting again in May.
No, they're meeting next month in Minneapolis.
Oh, are they really? Wow. And you think it'll be done? Huh? I hope it is. I don't like the.
Yeah, I think that's what'll happen.
Adam, for the conversations that you're having with people, though, what is the holdup? Obviously, the league continues to stress player safety, and you know, there's talk of it being a rugby play and not a football play. What do you think is the holdup? Why do you think some owners are not willing to go full bore? Yes, let's ban it.
Well, I think there are some that don't want it, but I think Roger Goodell's got to massage the ownership group and get the votes he needs. Like, you need 24 votes to get it overturned, and they got 16, and that's where it is right now.
Okay. Adam, I see NFL players want to play in the Olympics. Is there any way the owners are going to allow this?
Well, it depends. If it's flag football, yeah. I mean, it is going to be flag football, right?
So, yeah.
Because the league wants it to happen, I think. And so it's got the league support. So if it's got the league support, they're going to get ownership support. By the way, the NBA teams not want their players playing in the Olympics?
Players in the NBA seem to have more power than they do in the NFL, though.
I know the Bucks weren't happy with Giannis playing in the Olympics.
Well, it depends. What are they saying?
Yeah.
What are they thinking? Because nobody ever came out and said they weren't happy with it. We know it's very important to Giannis to play for the Greek national team.
But this would be in the middle of training camp, Adam, right?
I don't know how they do that, and I don't know the timing because we've never been through anything like this, but I'm gonna think that they figure it away. And by the way, you know, what are we talking about here? One or two players per team, like the elite of the elite, like an elevated Pro Bowl kind of thing. So maybe there's a couple of guys who are the star guys who missed the first week of training camp or something like that. I'm just riffing off the top of my head. I don't have any idea the timing or how it would work.
I'm just thinking because, I mean, there's so many provisions in their contracts now that prevent them doing from anything outside of football activity. I'm just thinking that if you're the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, wouldn't you want to protect that $40 million investment per year that you just made on Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, but I guess I would say, is it that dangerous playing flag football? What's the chance of injury in flag football?
Non-contact ACL, muscle pulls, you know. Look, I mean, granted, who are they going to be playing, Adam? Japan? Like, you know?
You know, I was in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl when Robert Edwards was playing beach football.
Ooh.
And
oh, yeah.
And basically blew out his knee. He was coming off a rookie year where he was the rookie of the year, I believe, ran for over 1,000 yards. His knee was destroyed in beach football. Never regained his form.
Hmm.
Never. So, I mean, there's always a risk.
Yeah.
Right? But if you want to promote the sport, you want to participate in the Olympics, and you want to do that.
What do you feel the number's going to be for Brock Purdy? Because I know their owner came out yesterday saying, well, hey, we're losing a bunch of these guys, but the reason is because we're going to pay Brock Purdy this offseason. What's that number ultimately going to be?
To me, well,
hold on. I think time out. Adam, your phone has been popping off the entire time we have been on this show.
Yeah.
And again, it's great. This is your job. This is what you do. But can you at least share a little bit? Is it a player? Is it a coach? Is it an agent? Who are you chit-chatting with this morning?
Hold on a second. I got a lot of
Look at he's back on the phone. He's back on the phone.
Oh boy.
Because you heard the ping earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Then I heard him set it down. Then I saw him pick it up. Then I saw him reading.
Yep. I got a couple of things going on. Nothing like one work thing, one personal thing. I like this morning. I went to dinner last night. I'm in the Palm Beach area, and I have three college friends who are down here. They live in the Florida area, and so I was fortunate enough to be able to assemble three college buddies to go to dinner. We took a picture, and I sent it to my wife, and she's like, "You didn't tell me that one of my friends looks like Jerry Seinfeld," and I'm like, "Here. I'm going to send you the picture, Jen. So you take a look and judge for yourself, right?"
Breaking news.
And so she's like, "Well, don't tell him I said that." So I sent it to him. She's like, "Why could tell him that he looked like Psycho?" I'm like, "Well, that's a compliment. That's not a bad thing."
No. Yeah. Jerry's a good looking guy.
I'm taking the picture. Right. These are my three college roommates.
Oh, yeah. The second guy looks like Seinfeld.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
Take a look.
There you go.
That is nice that you are able to take a little time away
definitely.
When you're working.
I can see it. That's Jerry's brother. That's Larry.
Larry Seinfeld.
That's Larry Seinfeld.
What, the second guy? Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit there. He's like Jerry's brother.
I had to do a double take because the third guy in looked like my agent, Eric Metz.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Eric, he does look a little
the
like
the most
Eric.
Random conversation.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
mind
good
it.
Stuff.
I don't hate it. I just think it's random.
It's very Seinfeldian.
Yes, that's true. Look at this guy. You guys look great, though. Look happy. You guys look healthy. You look like you got a little sun, which is fantastic. Down there in Florida, take a little time to hang out with your pals.
358-year-old guys hanging out there.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Let me ask you this, Adam. Are you hearing anything about J.R. Alexander? Are you hearing any teams that are interested in him? You think that, you know, there's any chance that he ends up on a different team, or you think that him and the Packers are going to figure out a way to keep this thing rolling in 2025?
Well, I'll say this. I had heard one team connected to him, and I saw that team at the owners' meetings or the league meetings, and I went over, I'm like, any chance you trade for him? And it didn't sound that way. So my read on that was, my guess is that they're not going to like it, but I would guess that they are more likely to release him than trade him. But it certainly seems like they're holding out hope that they're going to be able to find a trade partner because they would have moved off him by now and they haven't. So they're continuing to look and maybe they'll find something and maybe it'll turn up. But, you know, I had heard one team had expressed some interest. I checked in with that team and I'm like, trading for Jair? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay. So based off that, my guess is they wound up releasing him, but maybe they were able to find a trade partner, get something back for him.
Adam, I'm sure you've seen the picture of Rodgers throwing with DK Metcalf at UCLA. Is this just a matter of time? Is he just waiting for a big splash? And do you have any idea what the number will be for him?
I thought the comments from Art Rooney yesterday were interesting because he made it sound like he believes that Aaron Rodgers is coming to Pittsburgh. But the people I've spoken to, they're kind of in the dark and they're kind of waiting. They haven't gotten an answer. And it certainly, with those comments yesterday, my guess, I would be more inclined to say that he's more likely to wind up in Pittsburgh, certainly. But I do think that he's been waiting in the back of his mind from Minnesota. It just feels that way. Like Pittsburgh's been interested all along. If you wanted to get that done, you could have gotten that done last week or the week before, and you haven't. So clearly you're trying to get more information or deciding or waiting or whatever you're doing. I don't know. But the one place that he can play right now and any time before the draft is Pittsburgh. That's the one place he can go sign. He can't sign in Minnesota today. So he could wait. He could opt to wait, but it certainly sounds like Pittsburgh is the logical landing spot right now.
Adam, I know you let us know last week that next week you're heading down to Augusta. seen a lot of pictures from media covering the Augusta National Women's Amateur event, the showing the picture of the menu and how just cheap all the food is down there. Do you have a go-to food item at Augusta National? Are you a pimento cheese guy?
Honestly, I was there one time the first year post-COVID when basically, you know, the course was to yourself. And then I was another time I just went down to do like a speaking kind of thing. So I can't say I remember like what I'm like just eating when I can eat. I don't know. Like, I don't remember.
Okay. Like, do you like ice cream? Are you an ice cream guy? The Georgia peach ice cream sandwich, Adam, you got to have it. I'm telling you this right now. Georgia peach ice cream sandwich is spectacular.
I think the bigger question is, Adam, what's the longest you've been without your phone? You can't have your phone on the course, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Well, I'll say this to you. The story that I always remember is, you know, I go down with this group and you get like assigned houses. And so the first time I went down, the group, I was in a house with four people. Two of the four people were Dwayne Wade and the chef. So I was sharing a house with Dwayne Wade, his chef, and somebody else, right? And I remember walking, and there's a reason I'm telling this. I remember walking out onto they had like this rooftop patio in each house. And I walk out there, and Dwayne's sitting out there. He's having a drink. He's relaxing. He's enjoying himself. And it was the first day I'd ever been at Augusta. And I said, "What do you think?" And he goes, "They don't allow phones in there." I effing loved it. You know, but with the curse word, you know, I remember, like, he said it, I was cracking up. Because to me, it was very weird. It's very weird to be on this course and not have your phone. Like, I can't tell you the number of times. It was like, I would imagine, I've never smoked, but it would be like a smoker trying to quit smoking when you reach for your pocket to go get a pack of cigarettes and it's not there. Like, something that you've just done instinctually and habitually over and over for years and years. And then all of a sudden, you just can't do it that day. And so, I'm not going to lie, I go through withdrawals when I'm on the course, but you try to be present in the moment and take in the beauty of the course and look at your environment and surroundings and just hope that you have a good golfer, unlike the one that Gabe sent me in the AMP.
Can't live it down.
No, I'm not going to live it down. Yeah, so that's why this is probably a bit of a risk. I thought Adam and I were on solid ground. We're not, since I gave him the bad tip, even though I wasn't here. Like, I told Joshy specifically, even though I wasn't here, make sure you tell Adam this tip that would end up being completely wrong. But Adam, because you're coming to Green Bay for the draft at the end of the month, like, can I ask? I don't know if we're friends like this, but can you pick me up a hat while you're at Augusta? I can Venmo you. I can give you some cash when I run into you up in Green Bay. Like, are we that type of tight? You can grab me a hat from Augusta.
I mean, look, he's wearing the Bucks gear that we sent him, that ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee sent him. I feel like this is a little, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Do you care what kind of hat it is? Like,
nope.
What's the hat order?
All the hats are going to be good down there, and they kind of change it up every year. So I don't know if there's like, and it's not like they go, "Hey, here's our hat collection this year." I trust you, Adam. I trust you. You don't trust me anymore, but I trust you.
I'm not a big hat buyer. Is there hat sizes? Like, are you? Because I think they are sized down there.
Most of them are going to be
a snapback.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, you need to know this. If we were to power rank the folks here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, least agreeable to most. Gabe Neitzel is the most agreeable person on this. He goes with the flow, you know. I don't know. You've spent a little time around me. You know this by now, but I am the least agreeable person on the show, and Gabe is the most agreeable person on the show.
Jen, as a general rule, most women are that way.
He's right.
Chewie's just glad somebody else said it.
Yeah, I know.
Jen, don't think you're unique or special. Okay? I'm married. I know what it's like. Okay?
You think you're some exception to the rule? You're just like all the others.
Oh, man.
Adam, last thing I wanted to ask you about is, I'm not sure if you saw this video, but we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. You know, the Atlanta Hawks do this thing between halves, quarters, whatever it is, in the basketball games. And there was a contest where, you know, you shoot the layup, you shoot the free throw, you shoot the three-pointer, you shoot the half-court shot, and you got two people going on either end. Well, on one end, this dude blew out his ACL, like, on the first shot. And Gabe said the more interesting thing was the other dude just kept on going. He just kept running himself through the paces, running himself through the drills. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Well, better not play flag football in the Olympics then.
He's out.
Full circle.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great one.
On the day I'm flying down to Augusta. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, next Wednesday.
So jealous. So jealous.
Have you been before?
I went in 2019. I was there for a practice run in 2019.
I've never been. I would love to go.
It's awesome.
I also
such a unique place.
To Adam's point, if you were trying to break your phone habit, it's a great way to do it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Can you bring cameras in there?
During practice rounds, you can. But if you have like a ticket for the actual competition Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you cannot.
Yeah.
So that's why I was glad, like my mom actually had like an old digital camera that I could take down when I went down. So I actually was able to take pictures during the practice round.
Do they legislate, say, like Apple Watches now, since some of those are just fully?
Or what about the glasses? Oh,
You're going to be far enough away from your phone. It's not going to.
No, some of the watches you can have their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know enough about this to be an expert in the space, but the glasses now that have the camera, very like Mission Impossible-esque. Remember back in the day when Ethan Hunt puts the glasses on?
Of course, you're going to make a movie reference here. Yes.
Let me tell you this. All right. Pictures these days are worthless. They really are. I mean, they're worth.
Expand.
They're just, back in the day, you'd have photo albums and things like that. You just have them on your phone. And
right? I don't know if this is unique, but pictures are getting printed at my house all the time.
They are?
Yes.
So many pictures in my home.
You print pictures?
My favorite ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy to send them to like the little kiosks now.
Maybe
go pick them up at Walgreens or CVS or whatever.
You know,
I will also say this: there is a device. I think it's called Skylight.
Yeah,
it looks like a computer screen, and you set it on your counter, and it cycles through your photographs, so you can send certain pictures to the Skylight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Skylight, is that right? I don't know. Just new picture, picture.
They just don't seem as big as it. You know, back in the day. Parents had a video camera and videotape vacations.
Yeah.
You do it now, but I don't know.
We certainly take more pictures that go totally unused.
Yes.
And exist in that moment. Maybe that's it. But
yeah, and because it's on your phone, it's easy. Right. But I guess I know somewhere in my parents' house, there is a photo album of me as a child.
Yeah.
I don't know how often people are actually looking at those.
Yeah, it's collecting dust.
Yeah, but the whole reason for taking the picture in the first place, guys, is to capture a memory. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, with 100% certainty, I have more memories now because of the aid of the photograph. Like a fleeting moment that I would have otherwise forgotten, because I have a picture in my phone and I will occasionally be scrolling, looking for something, and I'll come across a picture and be like, oh my goodness, I had forgotten about that. But that's when we went to the beach that one day and you found a sand dollar and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And like all of a sudden that memory exists sort of in perpetuity, whereas in the past, without the aid of the photograph, it would have been gone. Big fan.
I guess.
Didn't convince
you. Did you ever go back and look at your pictures of Augusta? I'm like,
yeah.
I care less.
I do.
Gabe, how often are you looking at the pictures?
Every day. It's a picture on my screen. It's a 10th hole at Augusta.
I know where the toadiness went.
Our conversation each and every week with Adam Schefter, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. It's your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
an
incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I know some golf courses are opening, so maybe you're not thinking about X-Golf, but X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon have great summer membership deals that you need to be taking advantage of, and you've got a month to sign up. So it's going to start on May 1st, run all the way through September 30th, and take advantage of the great membership deals they have at xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmequon.com. For the par, $250 for the entire summer, you can get up to 4 hours of sim time each and every day. If you upgrade to the birdie package, $500 for the entire summer, you get unlimited guests that can come with you, plus 10% off your food and beverage. So think about it when it's rainy, bad outside. You only have an hour at lunch. Great times to take advantage of these membership deals at xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmequon. So make sure you check them out online. Find out more about their summer membership plans and offerings with the great state-of-the-art simulators that only xgolf offers, xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmequon.com.
Spent about an hour at the X-Golf Simulator yesterday, Gabe Neitzel. You'd be so proud of me as I continue to work on my game.
You have a favorite club yet, or are you not there?
Oh, yeah, the sandwich.
Don't let Chewy near it. He might break it.
Because I am in the bunker a lot. So, hey, me and the sandwich. Again, no, the trickiest thing about golf, as a newbie who is learning the game, is the difference of how you use each club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why isn't it the same motion? That's what frustrates me. Like, so it's there's inside out, and then there's outside mm-hmm. in, and there's putting weight on the front foot and putting weight on the back foot. And it's like, well, couldn't it just be the same for all the clubs?
No, it's just not how that works.
Well, what does DeChambeau do? Aren't the length of his shafts all the same?
They're all the same. I mean, the drivers, his driver, and but his irons all the way through his wedges are all the same length, which I think is like a 6-iron length.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is really weird.
But that's the thing. You can customize.
Sure.
Right? Like, you can customize the tee length. You can customize you guys were talking about the shaft length.
Yeah.
Like, all of the things to try to, like, get your most optimal shot. And that's where I am right now, is figuring out, what am I doing? And I'm trying to do it correctly, but what am I doing consistently that gets it to go straight, mm-hmm. at least now, and then eventually figure out how to control, you know, some of the other things that I'm sure you're very good at.
To some degree, for beginner, making flush contact is number one and should overrule everything.
When you hit one, like Josh said, flush, isn't that like the greatest feeling
so
ever?
Great.
And I might be the best ever at this.
This game's easy.
Want to Costanza. I want to be like, all right, I'm going to go home now because I should end on that note. But then I look over and I got 46 minutes of
sim time left.
Sim time left. And I go, all right, fine, I'll keep hitting. And then, of course, the next one goes, foomp, foomp. The next four go, foomp. So we're working on it.
Are you patient?
There. Patient-ish.
Okay. That's a no.
Definite no.
I mean, what is patient? I mean, you sat there at the
You just have to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, you swing till you figure it out, you get in there.
You just have
I've never had a lesson in my life. I never won a lesson. It's very good at geometry. And I
doubt
just
it.
Kind of figure my plane out myself.
Yeah, you're also a one of 1 million athlete.
Yeah.
Hand-eye match. The rest of us aren't as just naturally gifted.
Yeah. I'm going to get back into it.
There's a reason.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm bored.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Your body going to hold
this
up?
Is breaking news on Jim, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, when someone takes away the Seinfeld channel, there's really not a lot to do in the day. I just want to know how she did it.
I'm surprised you haven't put a sim in one of your properties yet. That seems like something you would enjoy.
It'd be hard to sneak past Ange.
Well, I got a course down there that we're joining that's literally, I could walk there.
And they have a sim there, I'm sure.
They have a sim range. Sometimes it's just like going to the range and figuring it out. You know?
Yeah.
And then I get bored and then I try to hit the guy in the little cart picking up the ball.
Yeah. Which is also a fun game.
Yes.
It's a moving target.
We'll keep everybody abreast of Chewy's situation with golf. And no, that is not a nipple reference from the first segment of the show. Jeff Ed says you have nipple arrogance. Put it on the list.
It's fair.
I thought he was going to fight it.
I thought he was going to argue it too. I was like, oh, here we go. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right for this.